S. Berlin, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A suspect is in custody in Altoona, Pennsylvania, in last week's killing of UnitedHealthcare chief exec Brian Thompson. He's identified as 26-year-old Luigi Mangione, busted at a McDonald's.
When the officer probed further, asking, have you ever been to New York City? That's when they said Mangione had a physical reaction. He started shaking, the charging document said, and that's when police here became confident they had the person that New York City police had been looking for the last 6 days.
ABC's Aaron Katursky in Altoona. New York City prosecutors have now charged Mangione with second-degree murder. A New York City jury acquitted retired Marine Daniel Penny in the chokehold death of Subway performer Jordan Neely. Neely's family is planning to sue for wrongful death. The government reports a 2.5 cent drop in its national average price for regular gasoline, now just under $3.01 a gallon. This is ABC News. The EPA is cracking down on cancer-causing chemicals, but its latest move could face pushback from Congress and the next administration.
The Environmental Protection Agency announcing a ban on all uses of trichloroethylene, or TCE, and restricting many uses of perchloroethylene, or PCE, as part of President Biden's Cancer Moonshot Initiative. TCE is found in products like cleaning wipes and carpet cleaners, while PCE is used in dry cleaning and brake cleaners. Both chemicals are linked to various cancers, including liver and kidney cancer. The bans now face congressional review and could be rolled back by the incoming Trump administration, which has promised deregulation. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Jonestown, as a tourist attraction, a government-backed tour operator in Guyana wants to open the former commune to tourists. Jonestown, of course, is where Reverend Jim Jones and more than 900 of his followers died. Critics say it would disrespect the victims and dig up a sordid past. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Here's why I'm glad I don't work in an office. My wife is always talking about, she's a teacher. They put donuts in the teacher's lounge. There's sweets, there's snacks. It wasn't that way here today, but Nikki keeps those Biscoff cookies out there. I probably ate 12 of those today. The phrase, you are what you eat, is very true because I was sitting in the office earlier prepping the show and I felt kind of doughy and I'm like, I feel like a Biscoff cookie.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Adamas goes to the Giants. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball free agency underway over the weekend. Willie Adamas signed a 7-year deal with the San Francisco Giants worth $182 million, the largest contract in that team's history. Willie Adamas played 4 seasons with the Brewers, hitting 32 home runs, 21 stolen bases, and 112 RBI in his final season with the crew. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I love the kid. I mean, this kid's a gamer. He comes to play every day. Good player, and he's a leader, and he loves the big situation.
NBA, Bucks beat the Nets 118-113 in Brooklyn. Doc Rivers.
You could feel it. Like, they had that stretch where they were about to get away from us, and I thought Giannis kind of took the game over for us. And that's what makes him so great. He sensed that. He stayed aggressive. He made the right plays in the same stretch. That's the Giannis we need.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwalbe. Nominations for the Golden Globes were announced Monday, and Variety is reporting that in the film category, Emilia Perez leads the way with 10 nominations. The musical stars Zoe Saldana and Selena Gomez and is being called a drug cartel musical. Intrigued? I am. The film is available on Netflix. Not too far behind with 7 nominations, including Best Picture, is The Brutalist, a brutally long 3.5-hour drama set in post-war Europe starring Adrian Brody, Felicity Jones, and Guy Pearce, all 3 of whom are nominated for their acting chops. Focus Features Conclave pulled in 6 nominations, including for Best Picture and Best Screenplay, as well as acting nominations for cast members Ralph Fiennes and Isabella Rossellini. The Bear continues to dominate award shows on the little screen with 5 nominations. Only Murders in the Building and Shogun received 4 nominations each. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies for the overnight and breezy west winds. Temperatures dropping to the upper 20s. Tuesday, mostly cloudy skies with highs in the lower 30s. Wednesday, our snow chances begin to pick up. Highs will reach the mid-20s. Currently 35 degrees.
Welcome to the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
This message brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation and the Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome to the third hour of our program. I'm looking at the Facebook page for Luigi Mangione, assuming I'm pronouncing it right. And he's the co-founder at AppRoar Studio. The picture is clearly him, right? Co-founder at AppRoar Studios, former UI programming intern at Firaxis Games, 2015 to 2017. Went to college at the University of Pennsylvania, went to high school at Gilman School. And the pictures that are floating around Blue Sky right now, this guy is ripped. He's got like a bodybuilder body, and you read some of his social media posts, and he appears to be a very smart young man. It's funny, some people on the left are saying, oh, he's a libertarian, he's a righty, and some people on the right are going, oh, he's a friggin' liberal. So we'll see. It's early times. Luigi has just been taken into custody, but looks like they've nailed the guy. Meanwhile, bird flu has officially jumped from birds to infect 2 people in Arizona. Arizona was one of the states that had not seen bird flu cases. This adds another state to the list. Sarah Burris writing over a raw story. It's impacted 2 workers at a commercial facility where infected birds were processed. So apparently they got it from the birds. In March of this year, we got our first case of bird flu in cow's milk. And so the U.S. Department of Agriculture said last Friday, probably over the objections of Bob Kennedy, that starting on December 16th in 6 U.S. states, and I'm sorry, I don't have a list of the states, but in 6 U.S. states, they are going to start a national milk testing strategy. They're going to be testing milk for the presence of the bird flu. Now, if you're drinking pasteurized milk, you don't have to worry about this. It might still test positive for the bird flu because the test is looking for segments of the bird flu DNA that would identify it as being the H5N1, variety and all that kind of thing. But those segments of DNA are still there even when the virus is dead, essentially, or the capsule around the virus has been destroyed, or through pasteurization, through heating the milk. So raw milk, that's a whole other issue, and raw milk may well be a problem for people. And this is a kind of a debate that's going on right now between the Bob Kennedy type people and the scientists. This report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture says the virus has been spreading rapidly, particularly in California, where nearly 500 of the more than 700 infected U.S. herds have been detected. The virus has infected 57 people in the U.S. so far this year, including 31 in California, according to the CDC. It first showed up last March in Texas, and the cattle that had it were slaughtered to prevent its spread. And so you know, and then they note, you know, egg prices will continue to show volatility. I don't know that they ever figured out whether eating a lot of eggs was good or bad for your heart. You know, there was all that, you know, eggs are really high in cholesterol, but apparently having a cholesterol problem is more the result of inflammation in your body. Inflammation, the body responds to inflammation by producing cholesterol as kind of a lubricant and a, you know, soothe things down a little bit kind of chemical. And so there's this theory that high levels of cholesterol mean that you might have gum disease or that you've got some infection you don't know about or chronic acne or something like that. Or just, you know, at a certain point in the spectrum of obesity, just being overweight produces its own chronic inflammation, and that can produce high levels of cholesterol, which would suggest that the amount of cholesterol you eat is irrelevant because, you know, it's your body producing cholesterol. On the other hand, there are still people who say, yeah, no, eggs are full of cholesterol and you shouldn't eat it. So I frankly don't know. I don't pretend to be a nutritionist, and I try not to eat eggs. So, I mean, you know, if they're in bread or something, I'll, you know, but by and large, I'm mostly vegan. So, anyhow, Missouri shows you why you can't vote for Republicans and for your rights. This is a bizarre story. You know, in the election last month, voters in Missouri said, yes, we want abortion to be legal in Missouri. And by the way, the same thing happened in Ohio and Montana and South Dakota with marijuana, where the voters said, yes, we want it. And then the Republicans came in and said, no, you can't have it anyway. And this is what's going on in Missouri right now. The Missouri Republicans in the Missouri legislature are trying to actually amend their constitution. Again, abortion will be legal in Missouri. I don't know when the ballot initiative that was voted on takes effect. I'm assuming sometime this coming next year. But the amendment that the Republicans in Missouri want to add to their constitution says, and I quote, "The term person under this constitution includes every human being with a unique DNA code, regardless of age, including every in utero human child at every stage of biological development from the moment of conception until birth." Which means that in Missouri, they will, you know, if you have an abortion, you will have committed murder under this definition, because the word person now includes a fertilized zygote, even. Or if you take the morning after pill, you will have committed murder, because you've got a fertilized egg, but you're not going to allow it to implant. And in fact, some types of birth control may well be outlawed because they don't stop fertilization, they simply stop implantation. This is getting wild. ProPublica reports, and I quote, "Other proposed amendments include stricter abortion limits, such as restricting access to cases of rape, incest, medical emergencies, and fetal anomaly. And these measures would impose additional requirements, such as mandating that rape survivors file police reports in order to obtain an abortion. GOP lawmakers have also introduced a measure to raise the threshold for amending the state constitution through voter initiatives, which could make it harder to pass similar measures in the future." And Robin Panakia, who wrote this piece for Wonkette, notes, this is what Republicans did in Ohio when voters passed an abortion rights referendum. It's what Republicans did in Montana. It's what Kristi Noem did in South Dakota when voters legalized marijuana. I can't think of a time Republicans haven't tried it. So, yeah, you think Republicans are your friend? Think again. All right, what's on your mind today? Chris in Catskills, New York. Hey, Chris, what's up?
Tom, I wanted to talk about Luigi Mangione's motives and the flaws in our healthcare system and his right to quality legal representation. But I want to touch upon Orange County, New York State Senator James Skoufis' run for being the next Democratic National Committee Chair. Senator Skoufis has represented state assembly and state Senate districts over the last 12 years that went plus 14 for Trump, plus 15 for the Republican New York gubernatorial candidate Lee Zeldin. And last month, Skoufis just got reelected by 14 points in a district that went 10 points for Trump.
And he's a Democrat.
Scoofus.
I'm assuming.
Yeah, Scoofus. Scoofus is a dynamic campaigner, superb debater, and a policy.
He's one of the guys who's running for DNC chair, isn't he?
He's on the, it was a, like a front page story or a, you know, a top page story in the New York Times like a week and a half ago.
Yeah.
So
what helps him get elected in red districts, essentially?
Well, he's a policy wonk, and he's a dynamic campaigner, and he's a superb debater. I've watched him debate in person, and he doesn't focus on attacking Republicans. He just focuses on what he will do to help his constituents.
It's kind of a Bernie Sanders approach.
Bernie articulates himself well, particularly for his age. It's amazing how well he's held up. But, you know, Bernie is you know, a far-left socialist, whereas Scoofus, I think, doesn't really – Scoofus is a policy wonk.
Bernie's
like
not a socialist. He's a democratic socialist. He wants Denmark-style socialism, not Soviet-style socialism. Let's be very clear.
But I think that this represents – I was a former elected official myself as a Democrat, and I'm out of the mold of Scoofus. I flipped it a red district. I took out a county legislator that hadn't lost an election in 18 years on any level, and I beat him by 10 points, my first time ever running for office. You know, the Democratic Party will be making a huge mistake if they don't choose Scoofus, because it represents a turning point in the party. Now, I think that you happen to be hands down the best progressive talk radio host in the country by far. I've been listening to you for the better part of 9 years. I also listen to a lot of conservative talk radio, and I'm a regular caller on some of their programs. Anthony Weiner a little bit, too. He's got a program out of WABC in New York. But I think this really represents an opportunity.
I'll check him out, Chris. I got it. So, Chris, I'm up against a break here. You wanted to talk about the about Luigi?
I would like to see Ron Kuby, who is also a good talk radio host back in the day as a progressive. I would like to see him. Ronald Kunstler's former assistant volunteered to take this case because that's where he practices law in the state of New York. But there's so many flaws in our healthcare system. I was a caregiver for both of my parents for over a dozen years while they were in their late 70s and 80s. And I saw so many mistakes made in hospitals, in nursing homes, by specialist offices.
Right.
And, you know, like if you're in a nursing home and you witness things that are wrong, they'll have a sign that says, call this number, like in the elevator, to report it. That number goes straight to the executives running the corporation, the nursing home corporation.
Brilliant.
They rig everything.
I can
call in another time.
I get it.
And I'll fill you in on things that I've witnessed.
No, that's fine, Chris. Thanks a lot for the call. It's coming up on 18 minutes past the hour. What do you think about Luigi? We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Exposing the con in conservative. I'll be back with your calls in just a moment. It's 18 minutes past the hour.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and Ad Council.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
It's a tale as old as time. The rich get their fill while the hard times roll and folks paying the bill. They'll tell you it's tightening belts or living lean. But in boardrooms and mansions, it's cash that's king.
It's 23 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Beth in Bellevue, Washington. Hey, Beth, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Hey, I wanted to let you know that the sermon at my church yesterday was Las Posadas. It was about immigration. Mm-hmm. And in the Seattle area, I'm not sure about Portland, but in the Seattle area, a lot of meetings and government gatherings start with a proclamation to the Coast Salish people. Do you do that around Portland?
Some groups do, some don't. So
okay, yeah. So it's acknowledging the colonization of Europeans, and they're usually really beautiful proclamations.
Yeah.
So the Reverend sermon was about welcoming immigrants, of course, and I have to say, although I've heard the Coast Salish proclamation many times and love it, I had to take pause because we were talking about immigration and welcoming people into this country right after saying that that welcoming Europeans into the country was
a bad
basically
thing.
A bad thing.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering
well,
about...
Well, and I can guarantee you the Coast Salish people were not the last people to occupy what is now Seattle. That they took it from somebody right. else, and they took it from somebody else, and they took it from somebody else, and you can track that back 30,000 years.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I guess part of the reason it spoke to me a little bit differently this time is because my ex-husband is Native.
Mm-hmm.
So my side of the family came from the Mayflower and more recent immigration, and then his were First Peoples.
Mm-hmm.
And, it just doesn't seem as simple as a lot of people seem to want to make it.
Yeah, it's not. None of it is. Yeah. None of it is.
Yeah.
Beth, excellent point. Thank you very much for calling and making it and sharing your story
okay.
with us. Yeah, good talking to you. Carl in Chicago. Hey, Carl, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Yeah, it looks like they caught that guy. They keep saying person of interest. That's because that's what they have to say.
Right. No, they've nailed him.
It looks like they nailed him cold.
Yeah. Yeah, they got the gun.
I wanted to share something with you, I wanted to share a snapshot of how aggressive these Medicare advantages. I get anywhere from 5 to 6 robocalls a day from Medicare Advantage.
Do you have a landline? Okay.
Yeah, on a landline.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I get a printout from my answering machine because they hang up when I get my answering machine.
Mm-hmm.
And the interesting thing is that, you know, they're offering their Medicare at no cost.
Right.
And not only that, they're also offering $180 a month. Now, for people that need money and are on a tight budget, that looks pretty good.
Yeah.
So then the next thing is, on December 4th, I went to my doctor's office, and what did I see in the reception area in my doctor's office? A Medicare Advantage kiosk that was set up by Humana, and a guy from Nigeria standing there handing out pamphlets for Medicare Advantage in my doctor's office.
Yeah, I used to go to a physician practice here in Portland. And in fact, I know the doc, he was my doc, but I also know him personally, who was the guy who started it and who owned it. And he sold it to a New York hedge fund. And the New York hedge fund, and I stayed with them for about 2 months after that. And the New York hedge fund moved in, and they owned a Medicare Advantage company, and they started requiring everybody to switch over to Medicare Advantage if they were over 65, to their Medicare Advantage. And so I'm no longer with them.
Yeah. How long are we going to see before Medicare runs out of money and we hear that giant sucking sound because they go broke?
It's happening. It's happening. Carl, I'm sorry I'm out of time, but thank you for the call. 27 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We're starting to learn more about Luigi, and I'll share that with you as time goes on. Stay tuned.
Met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
A gentle breeze blows across your face as you take a refreshing sip of water, appreciating the stillness of another morning fishing on the lake. The distant gurgle of a stream reminds you of days spent playing in the creek, the cool, clear water rushing between your toes. You love this time with nature, the feeling of putting everything on hold to connect with the world around you. Now, imagine it's all gone. No fish, no lake, no water. One of life's most vital resources, irreplaceably depleted. Time is running out to protect fresh water, and without our love, it can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our fresh water. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Attention floor buyers, the 6th annual fall flooring yard sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last, plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit lumberliquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio, and tag you're it.
Hey, you ever try to control your cholesterol levels with diet and exercise and not get results? Well, your best support source for supporting healthy cholesterol levels is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is an amazing plant-based supplement from nature formulated with an ingredient that not only helps support your metabolism, but also helps support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than just diet and exercise alone. You heard that right. Three times more effectively. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. I feel great after taking Superbearing. And always remember to take my one capsule a day. It's a great supplement. Use the best source for your heart health, Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Go to superbearing.com. And to get 15% off and save even more on bundles, use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's Superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E.com. And the code is TOM, T-H-O-M, superbearing.com. And the code to get 15% off and save even more on bundles, TOM, T-H-O-M.
Stacked the court with chaos and left us all in pain, Mr. Trump. You've got a heart that's smaller than a microscopic grain. You're a cruel one, Mr. Trump. You separated kids. You built a wall of malice where humanity forbids, Mr. Trump. You deport a puppy just for chewing on your lids.
Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. So I'm looking at Luigi Mangione's, assuming that's how it's pronounced, at his Twitter page. It's, if you want to look it up, it's still currently live. It's at Pep Mangione, at P-E-P-M-A-N-G-I-O-N-E. It says MSc and BSc in computer science at Penn. It says he lives in Honolulu. I think that's probably wrong. There's a link tree link there also. He's been on since 2016. He follows 76 people. This is interesting. He says this is his pinned tweet from December of 2022. He says, 7 years ago, I gave my high school senior speech on this topic. Quote, today I will be talking to you about the future, about topics ranging from conscious artificial intelligence to human immorality. Likely you'll dismiss this as pretty quickly as interesting, but just science fiction. And he's talking about, you know, the future of the human race here. Fascinating stuff. And of course, on his, you know, when you look at people who are talking about him, it's he says cellular agriculture is where solar power was 20 years ago and EV batteries were 10 years ago. That's interesting. Anyhow, just FYI, if you and he's reposted. In fact, he reposted Jonathan Haidt, who's been on this program. So and he says nature abhors a vacuum. Christianity's decline has unleashed terrible new gods. He's reposting a comment about Richard Dawkins. We'll see. We'll see. But apparently this is the guy, and apparently, you know, they've nailed him. So, back to your calls. Larry in Los Angeles. Hey, Larry, what's up?
Hi. So after my rant of Friday, where I came off probably sounding like a madman.
No, you sound fine.
I went on the internet to see if I could find the evidence of the Fed actually causing Harris to lose the election. Mm-hmm. And I came across a website that actually lists the Dow gains in percentage. And it matches up every president that you want to have on the list. And
really?
For Joe Biden and Donald Trump, they were going on separate paths, as all of the presidents do.
Mm-hmm.
But then about 6 months ago, Joe Biden's path started matching Donald Trump's almost exactly. Someone was moving the Dow. They were manipulating the Dow to make Donald Trump lost because he had a bad Dow.
Mm-hmm.
And what somebody did for the last 6 months is they manipulated the Dow to make it look like Trump's Dow, percentage-wise. And because it's done percentage-wise, most of the time when you're going on the internet, you're not going to ever realize it. Hey, there's a match there. I mean, almost exactly. Except for the period when the murders were taking place that summer. And there were so many murders, so many riots, that the Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P 500 all went down.
Are you talking about the summer of 2020? Black Lives Matter?
Yes.
Well, that was also during the pandemic, I mean, you know, which had a huge impact on that.
Yeah, but that's by the summertime, we were kind of into the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
But the what caused the, I'm certain what caused the Dow, all the indexes to go down, is people were sitting back looking at TV and watching riots. And and that's the same period of time when that kid, what's his name, Rittenhouse, whatever his name is.
Kyle Rittenhouse,
He went, he did his rampage also during that time. So so many people, I think, were looking at TV around that time and watching the decline of our country. Yeah. They were not thinking about the stock market. And all three indexes dropped. And so what happened is, when you look at Biden's markets, they're matching, matching, matching. They just started matching around 6 months ago. And then that period where we had the riots, they stopped matching. Because in order to make Biden's Dow look like Trump's in that period, it probably would have been obvious that, hey, this market is going crazy.
So you're talking about the summer of Biden's last term when you say making it look like Trump.
Yeah.
Okay.
In the last 6 months.
In other words, this last summer. Yeah.
Yes. And so when you, if you, and I tried to send you a screenshot of that chart.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to do it to get in contact with you on that new social, but I did send it.
Mm-hmm.
And addressed it to Tom Hartman.
Okay.
But in that chart, so they couldn't match that summer, but after that and right up to today, they're matching it. And no other president matches any other president during this period or any other period except for Joe Biden and Donald Trump.
So this bolsters your argument that Jerome Powell is manipulating the stock market.
I think it's the Fed that's doing that, because the Fed is the only investor that I've noticed over the years that will lose money to make Republicans look good. When Clinton was president, they Alan Greenspan was actually giving his rich friends, Republican friends, because Republicans are the ones that really buy the bonds most of the time. And they lost money buying the bonds when the stock market ran away like gangbusters.
Fascinating.
And so when Greenspan started trying to get rid of that debt or use the surplus to get rid of our debt, they gave those guys extra good returns on their bonds. And that's what the Fed is doing now. They can bring the money back without taking all the interest. I don't think there's any regulations on whether or not they should get fair value when they're pulling that money out of the stock market.
Mm-hmm.
So in
no, it doesn't
in,
matter.
In
I mean,
20,
the Fed creates money out of thin air. They don't care if they lose money.
Yeah, they don't care if they lose the people's money if they're giving it to the corporations. We, the corporation, is now our country. We're almost there regarding fascism.
Yeah.
Totally fascism.
Yeah.
We are almost there.
Yeah, I get it, Larry. I get it. Larry, thanks for the call. Kenyatta in Los Angeles. Hey, Kenyatta, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how are you?
I am fine, thank you.
I know you hate for people to ask that question, and I rarely do, but I haven't talked to you in a while. So let me jump right into this. And I know I'm a little off topic, but we've been talking about Luigi. So I want to talk about Penny for a minute.
Oh, yeah. He just got, Penny just got let off, basically.
He was acquitted. And in our last conversation, last time I talked to you, which was maybe some 3 weeks ago, I mentioned to you that Jose Ibarra, because we had both cases going at the same time, which was the Lake and Riley case, mm-hmm. which went to trial, ironically, in a mere 8 months, which is almost crazy, in a murder trial.
Right.
He went to trial in 8 months. Daniel Penny's trial took a year and a half, a little bit more than that.
Right.
And one of the things that I want to talk about the message, you know, Daniel Penny became a millionaire as a result of this trial.
Right.
He raised $4 million for his defense. And because it was such an infamous or famous case, however you want to look at it, I'm sure that his attorneys probably took it on a pro bono basis. You know, he was let out, Tom, on $100,000 bail.
Mm-hmm.
I once wrote a bad check for medication, and my bail was $800,000.
Wow.
This is the message. It was illegal. And the judge, whom I'm going to out by the name of Michael Dest, California Superior Court judge, who I'm sure wishes he had never seen my face, this is the type of thing, this is the message, and there are things going on all over the world, Tom, in Syria, Ukraine, Gaza, Iran, the Western Pacific, but this is what's constantly something that we as black people in the United States have to deal with.
Yeah.
Kyle Rittenhouse, and you had a caller a few moments ago, mentioned Kyle Rittenhouse. Kyle Rittenhouse became wealthy as a result of killing people.
Yep.
Trayvon Martin's killer, a 17-year-old boy, George Zimmerman, sold the gun he killed that kid with for over $250,000.
Yep.
Daniel Penny worked in a restaurant and gave swim lessons. For him, he wouldn't have made $4 million if he had had five lifetimes. He is now a millionaire. So, you know, the message, this is the message that is constantly being sent to black people in the United States. And I don't know if your listeners understand this. The message is that our lives mean nothing and that you can kill us. And not only get away with it, you can become wealthy. Mm-hmm. You know, when they talked about Daniel, when you look at the press releases before the trial about Daniel Penny, it was a Marine veteran, and when they then switched to Jordan Neely, his victim, you're told that he was homeless and he struggled with drugs and so forth and so on. This is the same playbook. Mm-hmm. Over and over, Tom. So it's pennies from heaven. And I'll close with this. You know what Daniel Penny did to Jordan Neely was he applied the RNC. No, not that RNC. This was what's called a rear naked chokehold.
Mm-hmm.
I've been trained in giving that, Tom. It is absolutely fatal if you hold it for more than 15 or 16 seconds.
Really?
Once that guy's body goes limp and his eyes close, you let go. This guy held him over and over for minutes, and it reminds me of, I forget that idiot George Floyd that had his mm-hmm. knee on his neck for yeah. God knows
how
long.
You know what this
long.
Reminded me of is I'm struggling to remember his name. I can see his face. Remember the subway, the guy who shot some people or shot somebody in the subway back like 30 years ago, 20, 30 years ago?
Oh, yeah, the angry white man.
Yeah,
oh,
and
he became,
you know, Rush Limbaugh became his champion.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bernard Goetz.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
It's and, like, you know,
the more things change, the more they stay the same, Kenyatta.
I know, and I know that I'm off topic, but, you know, these things, the world is full of problems. We're concerned as black people in the United States about global warming, climate change. We're concerned about the same things that everyone else is, but we cannot get out of this box. It happens over and over, decade after decade, century after century. And that is an indication, Tom, that there's something deeply wrong with this country. And I lastly want to say this. This is what we can expect. This is the fallout of the Trump re-election or election or coronation or whatever you want to call it. We're going to see more and more of this. And don't you think for a minute that Neely verdict, Penny verdict, did not have some nexus to the Trump incoming administration. And we're going to see more of this stuff.
Well,
Trump has emboldened these people.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that.
And we're going to see. We're going to see more of this. Thanks, Tom.
Yeah, good talking to you, Kenyatta. I thank you very much. Spot on. It's 48 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Tom Hartman program, speaking the truth to the multinational corporations and the big health insurance companies we'd really rather you didn't know all about. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
I'm E.J. Williams for American Humane. For thousands of years, dogs have been our best friends in our worst times. Today, we're also learning that our best friends, millions of whom are abandoned each year, are often the best medicine when people are facing obstacles. To help both people and animals, organizations like American Humane have been working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, finding animals in need of forever homes and training them as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help our veterans, the elderly, and children overcome the daily obstacles of life. In this way, the rescued can become the rescuers. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Not much surprises me anymore, and it seems like every day there's something new to worry about or have concerns about, but with so much out of control, one thing you can regain control of is your family's financial future with the insurance through SelectQuote. Other life insurance brokers offer impersonal, one-size-fits-all policies that may cost you more and cover you less, while SelectQuote's licensed insurance agents work for you to tailor a life insurance policy for your individual needs in as little as 15 minutes. Head to SelectQuote.com and a licensed insurance agent will call you right away with the right policy for your life and your budget. SelectQuote is one of America's leading insurance brokers with nearly 40 years of experience, helping over 2 million customers find over $700 billion in coverage
since 1985. To get the right life insurance for you for less, at selectquote.com/Tom. Go to selectquote.com/THOM today to get started. That's selectquote, all one word, selectquote.com/Tom, THOM.
Airwaves loud and clear. Talk radio's always near.
Welcome back. 54 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Richie in Los Angeles. Hey, Richie, what's up?
Hey, Richie. I'm sorry, Tom. I wanted to tell you the name of the boxer that you mentioned is Klitschko, and his brother is also Klitschko. They were both boxers. They were both world champions, Vladimir and Vitaly.
Okay. That was the mayor of Kiev.
But yes.
Uh-huh.
Exactly. So when you mispronounce that name in that snippet that you give, God, I want to poke a pen. I want to put a knife in my ear. It tears up my soul. I just wanted you to know.
Okay, great. Sean is the supervisor of all clips played, so we all know now.
I don't want to put anyone on
unless,
blast.
Unless that's a clip from SiriusXM, in which case I don't have control over it. But Richie, thank you. Thanks for the information. Mark in Janesville, Wisconsin. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Yeah, Tom, love your little Christmas jingles.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you, Louise.
It amazes me is the amount of law enforcement attention. It's really based on the pecking order or your wealth in society.
You're talking about Luigi because he shot a millionaire?
Yeah, because he shot the big CEO, and I mean the biggest in the country, and some family, or it could be four or five people, slaughtered, and there'd be a little bit of a investigation. But there was an article in the I think it was the New York Times the other day about a lot of these murders in New York, Detroit. Over 50% of them aren't even solved.
Yep.
Illinois, the state, is
terrible.
Yeah, I
think nationwide, it's around 30%, isn't it, are unsolved?
Yeah, it isn't good. I mean, yeah. That's the biggest joke when the FBI puts out the thing, crime doesn't pay. Well, I hate to say it, it actually does.
Yeah.
A lot of these people get away with this stuff. But,
well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with Luigi. I'm predicting he's going to have a huge GoFundMe campaign. Mark, I got to run. I'm sorry. I'm out of time here. Thanks so much for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you. Stay safe, and I'll catch up with you tomorrow.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Your best source for supporting healthy cholesterol levels is Superbarium Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbarium is an amazing plant-based supplement from nature formulated with an ingredient that not only helps support your metabolism, but also helps support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than just diet and exercise alone. You heard that right. Three times more effectively. I feel wonderful after taking Superbarium, and I always remember to take my one capsule a day because I keep it by my bed. Superbarium is one of the best supplements out there. It's great for your and my health. Use the best source for your heart health, Superbarium Advanced Cholesterol Support. Go to superbarium.com to get 15% off and save even more on bundles with the promo code TOM. That's superbarium, BERINE.com, code TOM, THOM. Superbarium.com, code TOM. Go to superbarium.com to get 15% off and save even more on bundles with the promo code TOM. Superbarium.com.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
The The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turned public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Thank you for listening to WISS Berlin, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. New York City prosecutors have charged 26-year-old Luigi Mangione with second-degree murder in last week's killing of the United Healthcare chief executive officer. Mangione busted in Altoona, Pennsylvania, when a customer in a McDonald's recognized Mangione. Mangione could face an extradition hearing Wednesday. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro.
In some dark corners, this killer is being hailed as a hero. Hear me on this. He is no hero. The real hero in this story is the person who called 911 at McDonald's this morning.
A federal judge in Phoenix sentenced polygamous leader Samuel Bateman to 50 years in prison for coercing girls as young as 9 into criminal sex acts with him. He claimed 20 spiritual wives. The United Nations says Syria's public sector has come to a complete and abrupt halt after rebels overthrew President Bashar al-Assad. This is ABC News.